Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Last month, the City Colleges of Chicago teamed up with World Business Chicago to create what they call a tech launchpad, providing new and expanded programs in technology. The aim to get more young people into often lucrative high-tech jobs, and it's part of the community college's system's overall mission. This month, we're going to get a status report on that program and the City Colleges themselves from the man running the system, with some help from one of his students. Hello, I'm political editor Craig Delamore, and this is At Issue. My first guest is no stranger to this program or our airwaves. Juan Salgado is chancellor of the City Colleges of Chicago, a job he's held since 2017. But from 2001 until 2017, he was head of the Instituto del Progreso Latino and a respected advocate for giving residents of Chicago's Southwest Side and all over the city, for that matter, more access to education, citizenship, and skill-building programs. Now he is running the city's community college system, serving 70,000 students at seven different colleges, and he continues to be a valued resource when it comes to educational opportunities. And Chancellor Salgado, welcome back, and it's always great to talk with you.
Craig, I said to you, I love being on your show. Come on anytime you'd like me to, and appreciate the invitation.
Well, always happy to offer it and to see it accepted. Well, let's first talk about one of the newest programs, and that's the Tech Launchpad at Kennedy King College on the South Side. First, please remind us what this program is and what it means to do.
Well, you know, Craig, this is what we know. When you look at technology jobs, they're growing. There's a plethora of opportunities. And yet, here's the reality. If you look at just software developers in the U.S., 3.9% are Black, 5.3% are Latinx, only 19% are female. We don't have enough people from our local communities entering into these jobs. So we created a mechanism at City Colleges located at Kennedy King College so that it's embedded right inside of our neighborhoods to make sure that we provide a pathway to these opportunities that are growing in Chicago. Chicago's becoming a tech city. All of the industries that we rely on have a plethora of tech jobs. And so Chicago's becoming a center for computer programs, for software application developers, for web developers, for computer systems engineers, for database administrators, for computer system analysts, goes on and on and on. And what we have done is forge partnerships with the companies that are hiring to help them, help us to build curriculum, to build certifications, to build degree programs so that our students can and will succeed within this particular industry. So very excited about this. By the way, also, Craig, really important is we offer financial assistance, okay, as much as possible to our students. So if you're worried about the money, don't worry about the money. Worry about giving us a call.
You have put out the call to get more students into this program. How is that going so far? And I know we're talking about, it was a month ago when it was officially announced. I know it had been in place for a little while. How well is it being received? Are you getting enough people signing up?
Yeah, I have full confidence that we will fill up Tech Launchpad for the fall enrollment. That's why we're on this show today. The enrollment, as you know, last year was very difficult given the pandemic, but City Colleges is opening up with more options. So when you think about the Tech Launchpad, as with lots of other programs, we're going to have a in-person option. We're going to have a remote on live option, which is what we've been doing during the pandemic. So we'll provide students lots of choices and lots of opportunities. And we think as a result of that, we'll have great success.
And talk a little bit about the different paths that are open to, software developer is one of them, but it's only one. There are some other fields that seem to be growing. The first one that comes to mind is cybersecurity, but there's a lot to mine in this field.
It's expansive. We do have a cybersecurity program in addition to the software, the computer programming and the software development. We have game design, right? Game design is really important, a growing area. And so there are, as I said, a plethora of opportunities that we've been creating with companies like Google, and Amazon Web Services is working with us. We have Fortinet, a very important company in the IT industry that's working with us. We have a local company, SDI Presence, that does a lot of the IT servicing, in fact, for the city of Chicago, that has made $1 million investment in this endeavor, including student scholarships. And so the pathways are immense. Real important, Craig, we have continuing education. So, continuing education provides access to any student that's out there that is looking for this opportunity. You don't have to get on that four-year pathway. You don't even have to get on the two-year pathway in order to get into these programs. And so I want to make sure that folks understand the barriers here are not high. The opportunities here are wide.
And for people who, I might as well make sure I don't forget this later on, for people who are interested in availing themselves of those opportunities, how do they do that?
Yeah. So you could go to the website, ccc.edu/apply. Okay. Or you could just give us a call, 773-COLLEGE. It's easy. 773-COLLEGE or ccc.edu/apply.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. And I want to make the connection here because the mission of the City Colleges of Chicago was transformed some years ago, and maybe a couple of chancellors ago, so that different schools are focused on different areas of opportunity. And I think that was a real transformational moment for the system, because it's so much of what you're doing now has sprung from that. But it really seems to allow students who want to focus to better target their attendance. And has that been, like I said, from outside, it seems to me that changed the game for the system. How has it seemed from the inside?
Well, look, we've always been and continue to be comprehensive community colleges where you can come to our college and use it as a springboard to transfer to many universities all across the country. And so we continue to do that. But you're right, Craig, the specialization gave us an opportunity to be players in the marketplace. That means we get to open up doors of opportunity to specific employers with specific jobs where our young people are aspiring to be, right? And so if we can connect them to that workplace while they're in school, okay, then we can really accelerate careers, not just open doors to careers. And that's what we're trying to do at City Colleges of Chicago, accelerate those careers. And it gives us an opportunity to partner with the employer, with the ultimate place where our students are going to be going and saying, look, what else can we do to be of value to you? And you've got a story here of a student that's doing precisely what we intended to do today.
And that is a no better point to bring in Marvin Howell, who is a City College's student. He graduated, I believe, last year from Lincoln Park High School, and apparently did very well since he was accepted at DePaul University. So certainly a good student, but then came the pandemic. Marvin Howell, thank you very much for joining us. And so tell me, what happened? What happened because of the pandemic?
So basically, first, it's my pleasure to be here. But basically, I recognized that DePaul isn't going to be offering the traditional college experience. And there's really no major difference in the quality of classes that you'll see at a four-year institution like DePaul and a community college like one that is in the City College's system. So I decided if it was going to be virtual regardless, that I would just matriculate into the City College's system and for free as well as a STAR scholar and just get my general education requirements out of the way and foster some connections as well.
Well, certainly free is certainly less of a burden on the family than not free, but remind us about the STAR scholar program because it had to do with the fact that you were a pretty darn good student too.
Yeah, of course. So basically, as long as you have above a 3.0 GPA and you graduate from the CPS system, you're able to have your first 3 years up to 3 years of your education at the City Colleges of Chicago for free, books and tuition included.
That had to be a godsend to your family too.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, talk to me about how you choose, though. You've got so much to choose from. You could have which school you chose to go to. How did you make those kinds of decisions to end up basically on the path that you're on right now?
So actually, something that I found that was probably a good aspect of the pandemic was that all of the classes were virtual. So my home campus ended up being Harold Washington, but I was able to take some classes over at Kennedy King. I was able to take some classes over at Truman, and it really just exposed me to some of the other colleges within the system, whereas I would have just been only at Harold Washington, as that's the one that's closest to me, had the pandemic not occurred.
What direction did you pick? I understand you want to go into finance. How did that come about?
Well, I've always been really interested in finance. And as I was talking to a lot of people who already have the career path, they were telling me that the most important skills are really those quantitative skills. So the pathway that I decided to join was natural sciences. And I plan to go a little bit further into like the physics realm of that. So I'm actually able to build a hard skill that if finance maybe doesn't end up working out, I'll actually be able to apply that in a more general sense. But that was some of the advice that helped guide me towards that pathway choice.
And Chancellor Juan Salgado, talk to me a little bit about how this model that the colleges operate under allows that kind of flexibility that he's talking about.
Yeah, well, first of all, I think I appreciate Marvin sharing that there's a high quality of instruction in our institution. And that he's been able to leverage many of our institutions at the same time. But here's the thing. Marvin is also at an internship right now through an initiative that we have with Citibank. And I'd love for him to talk about this because the whole idea is that you could match the interest of the student, in this case, his interest in finance and physics, with the right institution that has that programming. In this case, Harold Washington does, and then you can match them to career opportunities while they're freshmen and sophomores, okay? In college, something that usually happens when students are juniors and seniors. We are really working hard to make happen earlier so that, again, we can accelerate careers. And so he's now able to more easily leverage these opportunities. I'd love for him to talk about what he's doing over at Citibank.
Yeah, Marvin, let's Tell us what is, first off, how you got the Citibank internship and what it's like being at a kind of place you might end up working with.
I believe midway through February or sometime during the winter, the excellent team over with the career services of the City Colleges of Chicago sent out this opportunity. The city organized some boot camps and things like that for people who maybe hadn't been introduced to investment banking prior, and just coaching them up a little bit, giving them some recommendations on what to read and how to become knowledgeable for interviews. The interview ended up happening midway through April, and I was notified really quickly that I got the job. And just to talk a little bit more about what Chancellor Salgado said, it's just an opportunity that is bespoke. I've not seen anything like it in any other industry, in any other bank. And I just think that it's remarkable that City Colleges is able to just create these unique experiences for students. And to talk a little bit more about what I'm actually doing there, or how it is that the team's incredibly comforting. They're really helpful. They make sure that I'm involved, and they make me feel like a part of the team. So it's just a really remarkable experience.
So I'm gonna put you on the spot here. So now that you're in it, do you like it as much as you thought you might? Or, you know, does it give you other ideas for what you might want to do?
I like it even more. And what's interesting about it is that the nature of investment banking is that it gives you a very broad skill set. So regardless of what you end up doing, maybe 4 years in the future, 5 years in the future, even right after graduation, the ability to really understand how companies work, understand like financial instruments and stuff like that is just an incredible skill set to have that I have the privilege of learning.
Well, Marvin Howell, I want to thank you very much for sharing your story, your experience with us, the best of luck to you. I have a great feeling that you're on a really good path, and you know, one of us will be working for you someday. So anyway, thank you very much for being a part of this. So, and to our listeners, you are listening to WBBM News Radio's At Issue. I'm Craig Delamore. My guests are Juan Salgado, Chancellor of the City Colleges of Chicago, and we were also joined by CCC student Marvin Howell. And we are recording this interview via Zoom. So Juan Salgado, back to you. The City Colleges have had an incredible year or so because of the pandemic. How well has the institution, how well have the students come through all of this upheaval?
We, Craig, are proud of our institutional response. We pivoted when the pandemic caused us to go home within 1 week's time. We made sure that every student had a computer, had a MiFi hotspot, so you know that technology access wasn't an issue for any of our students. We provided our student services virtually, whether it was advising or tutoring. You could get it immediately, and so we didn't see a drop off in retention. Okay, our students, you know, sustain their work with us. Where we did see a drop off is in new enrollment. Okay, what did occur, right, was that students that had not gone to school before, those that graduated in 2020, those seniors that had their last year impacted by the pandemic, not only they just didn't come. They just didn't come in the same numbers that they came before. This is something that we're going to have to work on real hard. We're offering, by the way, Craig, some incentives here to that 2020 graduating class through an ACE scholarship. That 2020 graduating class, you know, we'll give them $1,000. We'll give them a computer, so when they register, we'll hand it to them for free in order for them to get started. Get started is what we're saying. You know, here's what we know about what happened in the last recession in 2008. If you had a high school diploma and only high school diploma or less, 5.6 million jobs were lost. never to be seen again. But if you had an associate's degree, 3.1 million jobs were gained. If you had a bachelor's degree, 8.6 million jobs were gained. It makes a difference for you to have a skill, to have a degree. If anyone's out there listening, please, you know, take that step. We're offering lots of assistance financially, especially that 2020 class. Too few of them went into higher education, including city colleges.
Mm. And, you know, I have talked to people who have suggested that, well, maybe in this world where practical experience counts for so much, that you don't need the credential of a degree as much as maybe you did before. Now, I don't believe that's true, but make the argument that that's not the case, because I'm hearing that from a lot of people who say, you know, I can get real world experience and do just as well. And I'm not sure that's correct.
Well, I think you just have to look at the job postings and the requirements for the job postings. And you may be able to get your foot in the door initially, but the reality is that over time, your career will not be as fruitful without the opportunity of a degree or a credential, right? I will say that there are industries like information technology where certifications really do matter, and we offer those certifications. We're partnering with those companies to provide those certifications within the coursework that we do. And the companies are eager to work with us because the companies themselves who hire folks with basic certifications understand what we understand, that over the long run, a employee that is a continuous learner, one that is able to get to the finish line with a degree, is a more valued employee. And that's why when you get to the higher level positions, whether you want to become a manager or you want to rise within the company, they're going to have educational requirements that include associate's degrees, include bachelor's degrees, include advanced master's degrees. And so, I would say get your degrees earlier rather than later.
I want to ask you about the future in just a second, but was the financial hit, does that hamper anything that you're trying to do from this point forward? And I'm not sure how you will be able to address the point about the new enrollments, but what do you do about having the resources that you need to make those moves?
Craig, I made some decisions early on that has positioned us well. We sold our downtown headquarters and obtained over $32 million in September 2019, right before the pandemic hit. And so that gave us a little bit of cushion. And quite frankly, the federal assistance that we've received has been incredibly important to our institutions. In addition, we've been out raising money. We've been out making sure that we get those kinds of resources that we can directly help our students. I mentioned the $1 million donation from SDI Presence for Tech Launchpad. We also received a $5 million contribution from Mackenzie Scott just a few weeks ago to Kennedy King College, and have received many, many other contributions. And we believe we should be, because this is an institution with valued students doing important work for local communities and our Chicago economy.
Now, the City College's model allows for mid-course corrections on career paths. I do know that, and partnerships. What kinds of changes have you had to make along the way, or felt compelled to make along the way, to keep things going in the right direction?
Well, Craig, quite frankly, when you're in very close contact with the private sector, which is what we're doing, and you're doing that across growth areas in the economy, you're able to adapt in real time. this is what I want your listeners to know. City Colleges jumps on new opportunities, adapts to existing opportunities that change. Let me give you one example. 2 years ago, the cannabis industry didn't really, well, did exist, but not in a formal manner, right? We put up a cannabis operations program at Olive Harvey College within 3 months of the opening of legalization of cannabis in the state of Illinois. And we have a wildly successful program that is part of now the state of Illinois' pilot. And this is what we do. This is what we do, whether it's in technology or a new industry like cannabis or a longtime area like healthcare, we make those adaptations in real time because we're in very close contact with the employers, and we're able to scale up when it's required, and we're able to adapt when it's required across a wide range of industries.
And you brought up life sciences. I mean, that's been the keystone to Chicago's response to COVID-19. The city colleges are doing contact tracing and now community health workers doing training for that. Malcolm X College has been ground zero for all of that. I'm wondering, is it big enough? I mean, and you just rebuilt it. But seriously, it's now, I think its role is beyond what even some of the people at the city colleges might have imagined.
Well, you'll start to hear about how we're going to be growing Malcolm X even more in the future. And quite frankly, extensions beyond the current campus that we're at. I have to hold that for a later date. But what I do want to say to you is, look, during the pandemic, there were only two institutions of community colleges in the state of Illinois that grew. One was in McHenry County. The second one was Malcolm X College, okay? While enrollments at community colleges were down by, 11 to 14%, Malcolm X College actually grew. Why? Because healthcare is a vibrant industry and we have so many different opportunities, not just nursing, but as you mentioned, community health work, surge techs, paramedics, dental hygienist, all down the line. So if you're interested in healthcare, there is no better place in the state of Illinois to go to launch your career in healthcare than Malcolm X College.
Well, we only have maybe a minute left. So I have to ask you, how long do you want to keep doing this?
Oh, I love what I'm doing, Craig. And I spent 16 years at Instituto. So I'm a person that believes in institutions and the mission of this institution is in alignment with the mission in my life. So the one thing I want to see is more young people and adults tapping into our institution. Registration is open now until August 26th and we don't want you to wait, okay? Don't wait to the end. You get fewer choices if you wait to the end. Do it now so that you can get started with your career. This economy, while growing again, is starting to head in the right direction, will be a tough economy if you don't have a skill, a credential, or a degree. Keep your eye out for announcements throughout the summer from City Colleges. We will have some important upcoming announcements about further financial support for our students. So don't think finances are a barrier. We are removing them day by day, more and more. What we need you to do, what Chicago needs you to do, what your family needs you to do, is to take that next step. That's why I'm here, Craig. I want to inspire and move people. I want to build this institution to where it really strengthens our city to the fullest extent.
That is going to be the final word. And thank you so much for being with us. That is City Colleges of Chicago Chancellor Juan Salgado. And thanks as well to City Colleges student Marvin Howell for dropping in as well. To our listeners, if you'd like a copy of this program or to hear it again, please visit our website at wbbmnewsradio.com. There should be a link a little way down the homepage. You can also find our podcast on Odyssey.com. We'll be back next week with another edition of At Issue, and I hope you'll be listening. Until then, I'm Craig Dullimore, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.